Morning. The 8:15 service has got you into beat. It's just strange. You know, it used to be 11 o'clock service. The 10:45 service was always more people than the morning service. But for some reason, folks are coming out earlier. Don't know why. But it's good to be here in the house of the Lord. God has a plan for us. Plan for this service, a plan for each and every one of our lives. And so it's good to be here, and hopefully we can discover what that plan is for each of us. At the end of this month, the last Sunday in the month, we are having a talent show. Doesn't matter whether you have any talent or not, we're calling it a talent show. Just come and spend your time with us at 6 o'clock downstairs in the gym. There'll be refreshments. Tables will be set up and chairs, and we'll sit around and eat and drink and have fun and laugh together. You can dance, sing, play an instrument, juggle, tell stories, read jokes off a piece of paper, whatever you want to do, handsprings, acrobatics. Just come on out and let's have some fun together. 6 o'clock, last Sunday of the month at the talent show. We've got a lot of things to sign up for on our clipboard as it comes around today. And you, like Diane is going to tell you, you're not going to be able to do all of it, read all of them. But be in a prayerful attitude even now. How can God use me? And take a look at that clipboard. So, good to be here. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name and God... Emmanuel, God with us, it is good to know, to believe that you are present here with us today, for we are your children gathered together in your living room to worship you and to praise you, to fellowship with one another, for we know that when we visit with you, it puts a smile on your face. So we pray, God, that what we do here today is pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. Come, Holy Spirit, into this place. Fill us all with love for one another. Fill us especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see everybody. And if there are there any visitors with us today? Oh, good. There's information out in the narthex beyond the double doors. Hi, you too. And on a shepherd's crook out in beyond the double doors in the narthex, or ask any of us, come to see any of us. And, excuse me, remember to sign the red registration pads, please, and pass them towards the center aisle so that the ushers can pick those up. And there should be some 3x5 cards as well in the pads or in the pew for prayer requests. If you have prayer requests, there's a little plastic pocket at the end of the pew. There are lots of announcements, and Diane and myself will be highlighting those, but let's do our February memory verse found on the first page of the bulletin, and we'll recite that through twice. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
As the pastor said, I apologize because this clipboard looks like a book. There is one up in the balcony someplace, if somebody could find it. So what I'm going to do is to go over what's on here, and you make a mental thought of where you would fit in, and then you can go directly to that sheet. Now, the first one is for costume assistance for the Living Last Supper. Cheryl just told me that she's good for ironers right now for costumes, but she's going to need some assistance on the nights of the performances. So if you're able to help with that, that's the first sheet. The second sheet is people to be in the nursery for one of those performances. You need to have your clearances for that. If you do not have the child protection clearances, the church can get them for you. So if you're able to help, please put your name down and then we'll get you in contact with that. The third sheet, I tried something a little bit different. I made it like a spreadsheet, so you can sign your name and then check whether you want to be an usher or a greeter and what day. So you just put your name down and your phone number and then check where you can help. The next page has to do with refreshments on Tuesday or Thursday for after the performances, and also for making cookies and selling DVDs and whatever other items after the worship, after the service. The next one is for the talent show. Now, it's going to be a little bit longer than when we had it first service. We now have four acts. I want to know, does anybody out there play spoons? No, I didn't get any at first service either. I don't know where our talent is. Anyway, if you have a talent, sign up for that one. The next one is for the coffee hour helpers, and Peggy's in charge of that, and this is for the entire rest of the year. So you can plan way ahead. I'm sure she'd appreciate help. The next one is for worship hosts. So if you know how to read and you can open your mouth and speak, you need to sign that page. It's really easy to do, right? Yeah. Right, okay. And ushers is the next page, and greeters is the next page. Even if you've already signed up for that, if you'd put your name down again so that the appropriate chair people can double check that you're still available. We also need some help with the altar guild, and this can be done anytime during the week. It's basically going through the pews, making sure the pencils are sharpened, make sure those visitor pads are filled out, that kind of thing. And then we have the next one is help with communion stewards, and finally help with the sound team. So if you can fill in on any of those spots, I'm sure you all thought of where you can help, please sign, and then make sure we pass it around to the other side of the church. Thank you.
Just a reminder that we'll be having membership classes beginning in March. So if you are interested in joining the church, becoming an official member of the church, you are more than welcome. Just let the office know or let me know, or just show up for classes. They'll be held during Sunday school hour beginning the first Sunday in March for 6 weeks. And then we'll receive new members on Easter. And there's some flexibility with that schedule if you need it. And the talent show is for all ages, just so you know.
Okay, all these announcements, I'm pretty sure, are all in your bulletin, and they have been covered pretty completely with Pastor and Diane. Today is Super Bowl Sunday, and we're celebrating with bringing items for our food bank to get our food bank back up to snuff. There is a shopping cart out in the narthex, and Pastor just mentioned the membership and confirmation. There is a CPR AED NARCAM training this month here at First Church, February 23rd. That information is also in the bulletin. In the chili cook-off in March, we'll have a post here. There will be a chili cook-off and wing thing Thursday, March 7th, and we're one of the locations, which is cool. Okay. Flowers for the next 2 weeks, altar flowers. That's Alice, or money into the slot in the door, $25. Camp Sunday, next Sunday, February 10th is Camp Sunday. Is Laurie going to be out in the narthex with information after this service? Well, there's information in the bullet. Okay. Laurie, Camp Steward. There's information regarding the closing of the Rite Aid store, which impacts Irwin Manor, lots of near shut-ins that they can access Rite Aid on foot. So there's a petition. That was in the newspaper also. So the Rite Aid store here in Irwin is supposed to be closing tomorrow. And I do believe that's it. So let's turn our hearts and minds to our worship. If you're able, can you please stand for our call to worship, which can be found on page 794 in our hymnal. And our call to worship is from the Psalms 71, 1 through 6, if you would repeat after me. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me.
Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Rescue me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel.
For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my mouth.
Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you.
Okay, our hymn of praise, if you could remain standing for, is number 578, God of Love and God of Power.
Thank you.
Who loves us? Jesus loves us. Bunches and bunches and bunches. There we go. Yep, Jesus loves us bunches and bunches, and Jesus has a plan for your life. Plan for my life, a plan for everybody's life. So I'm going to give you a mission today. So come here, gather up. Here's what I want you to do. Michael, I want you to take somebody and walk them all the way around the sanctuary a couple times. So go pick somebody out and take them. I want you to bring somebody up here to the altar. Okay. I want you to take somebody over to the little altar on the side, okay, where the nativity was at. I want you to go and shake somebody's hand and tell them Jesus loves them. Go give somebody a high five, okay? You go and bring somebody up here too. Okay. What to do? What are you supposed to do? Yep, I'll right up to here. Yeah, that's good. Yep, do whatever she told you to do. Yeah. Okay, they were all given a mission. They all had a purpose this morning to fill out. And you have fulfilled your purposes. Very good. Okay, now all of the adults can go back to your seats. And the kids, come on over here. Let's huddle up. Okay, so whether it made sense to you or not, you had a job to do today, a purpose. God has a purpose for us every day. There is something that God wants us to do, and we learn that by reading the Bible, the way it says to treat other people, the way to live our lives, that gives us a purpose. And sometimes God has a specific purpose for us. And God tells us that through his Holy Spirit. There might be something special God wants you to do today. We just have to learn how to pay attention and follow directions from the Holy Spirit. Okay? Let's huddle up. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts right now. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said?
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
In you, my Lord, I
Diane, and choir. Our music is always special. Today, our word of God comes from the book of Jeremiah. It has to do with the call of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." Thank you, Lord, for your word. And now, if the ushers would please come forward for our tithes and offerings.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to worship you with the giving of our tithes, our offerings, our gift, our presence, and our praise. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. And we know that the gifts that we give you just pale in comparison, that they are truly not worthy of you. But God, we come to you with a sincere heart today. We praise you, we worship you, and out of obedience and out of gratitude, we give to you these tithes and these offerings. We ask that you would bless and multiply them, use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church to tell the world how much Jesus loves them. So come, Holy Spirit, bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Joyce, do we have?
Indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing, thank you.
The kids are going back to school tomorrow.
Yes, and that may have been a result of prayer, that happened. Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, that fentanyl is what they cut the heroin with that makes it incredibly powerful and is killing people. Of course, now they've developed something even worse than that, but other praises, what other joys do we have? Ann's here today. Hi. Anybody else have a joy? Warmer weather?
Doctors and nurses.
Doctors and nurses. Grindhog said early spring.
Did Sarah's doing okay?
I believe that, like I believe the news says a bad storm's coming.
Bruce, Sarah's doing okay?
Sarah Campbell.
Oh, yes, Sarah's doing okay, yes. She had a bad fall, but praise the Lord, she's doing okay.
Sarah.
Yes.
Our youth and youth workers.
Our youth and youth workers. Pastor Ron and Rob and their team. Fourth and fifth graders are now allowed to come to youth group
on most. She's a little excited.
On Wednesdays. Okay. I'm deaf in one ear, can't hear out the other, sorry. But yeah. For all of our praises, we say praise the Lord. Okay. Pens, pencils, mental tablets. Can't stress it enough. The fentanyl bust. Answer the prayers. The result of people who are willing to pray and pray diligently. And it is everybody's responsibility, not the person on the right of you or the left of you. It is your responsibility and mine to say something about these prayer requests. God knows the details. It's an act of faith on our part. We believe that when we voice our concerns, that God will send his Spirit and do a mighty work. Let's not be found wanting. So we want to pray for USA, our country and our country's leaders. We want to pray for FUMC, our church, that we'll do whatever it is that God wants us to do. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. Our first responders, those who are battling the, not just the opioid addiction, but any addiction, their family and friends, tears lives apart when you're addicted. Let's pray for the homeless. They've got a spell of good weather now, but boy, that was a rough one. Pray for our youth all over the world. They are just, priorities are messed up. Their values, not, I'm generalizing, of course, but they need our prayers. Pray for our youth group here, for Pastor Ron and Robin. Pastor Ron's been battling a cold. Pray for the United Methodist denomination. They are having that special general conference this month. Pray that they would be guided by the Spirit, not by anything else. Pray for world peace. Our law enforcement, they've got a dangerous job. It's getting worse instead of better. Pray for the family structure. Come against broken homes in the name of Jesus. Pray for those folks on the back of our bulletins. There's a long list of names that we put back there all the time. Shut-ins, those who are in need of prayers. Pray for me, for the ministry, our situation with our truck. We have to get a new engine. I'm doing a service this afternoon at 2:30 at Redstone Highlands in North Huntington here. Come on and join us at 2:30. It's in the chapel. And listen to Jane tickle the ivory. Jane is one of our members, and Jane is in her 90s. She's just amazing. We have a good time. About a half hour, 45 minutes or so, and 2:30 today. Bob, I've left Bob a couple messages. Okay, so Bob had some numbers that were irregular, and he's home now. So keep Bob in your prayers. Pray for Bruce, Daniel, a couple of ours. Pray for Nellie as she runs back and forth with Bruce. Bonnie? Yeah, her brother, my brother-in-law, love him to death. He's a year younger than me. Just found out he has AFib. Keep him in your prayers. We want to pray for those who are ill.
The caregivers, too.
The caregivers. Pray for caregivers and for those who are ill. People battling sicknesses, crud, disease. And then their caregivers. Let's pray for traveling mercies for everybody on the road. For Matt and family. Other requests? Okay, the abortion situation, the unborn child. Speak up for the unborn child and lift that up to God, especially up in New York. Yes. 16?
63.
Okay. Abraham family. I'm going to pray for them. Anybody else? Unspoken? Raise your hand. God sees that hand and knows the details. And so for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, thank you for our blessings. Forgive us when we take any of them for granted. And God, we lift up to you all of our concerns made known here today. Those that we have spoken out loud, those that are unspoken, and the burdens that are on our hearts even now. You said to cast all our cares upon you, and that's what we did today. And we pray, Lord, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would do a mighty work in all of these situations. And Lord, for answered prayer, for the blessings that we have, whether we're on top of the mountain or in the valley, we give you thanks. All the honor and the glory and the praise, for you alone are worthy. Blessed be your holy name. For all of this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. If you're able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, beginning with verse 21. Jesus began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself.' And you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon, and there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Okay, fellas. Fellas in particular, I don't want to be sexist about this. I'm sure some of you ladies go through the same thing, but you guys will really know what I'm talking about. Bonnie and I, I'll say, "You want to go out and eat?" And she'll say, "Sure, let's go out and eat." Oh, there she is. She'll say, "Yeah, let's go out and eat." So we'll get in the car and we'll... Wait a minute, I got to wait till she comes back. You know, they say that one of the bad things about living in a pastor's house, don't say or do anything because it'll end up in a sermon. When Bonnie and I get together and we're going to go out to eat, we'll get in the car and we'll be headed down the road, and I'll say to her after a block or two, "So where do you want to go to eat?" And she'll say, "Oh, I don't care, it's up to you." And I'll say, "Okay, let's go to Ponderosa." She'll say, "No, I don't like Ponderosa." All right. I'll think about it a little bit, and I'll say, I bought some Chinese today." She goes, "No, I'm not in the mood for Chinese." I said, "Okay, McDonald's? No, I don't want to go to McDonald's either. Let's go someplace else." "Well, where do you want to go?" "Oh, I don't care, it's up to you." So I figure I got this figured out, right? I know at least 3 places that she really likes. And I'll say, "Well, how about Red Lobster, Olive Garden, or Applebee's?" And she'll say, "Oh, that sounds nice. You decide." That's why I'm bald, okay? Just so you know. Ah! Yeah. Well, I mean, eventually we do decide on something, because you can see I'm not starving to death. We play that game, and I'm sure, I know already, even after first service, a lot of people said, "Yeah, we do that too." Yeah, a lot of fun. And there are places that we really like locally. Colonial Grill. How many people here like Colonial Grill? Oh, how many of you have been to Manor Grill? Oh, that's over by our way. That's good stuff too. Now, how many of you like Double Wide? I like Double Wide. Bonnie don't like Double Wide. They're chili? Good chili? I'll have to try that. Yeah. They got rice balls that are really good. Very filling. Yeah, it's good. I could talk about this all day. This is good stuff here. Jesus went to the synagogue, and as is the custom, they asked somebody, one of the men in the congregation, to read the scriptures for the day, and they bring him the scroll. He unrolls the scroll, and he unrolled the scroll of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, and he read from that scroll. And here's what he read. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he told them, this day in your hearing, this has been done. I have fulfilled this. Now, well, they got mad when he said that he was doing what the, that was the Messiah's job to do that stuff. And when he claimed in so many words to be the Messiah, well, we were talking about a bunch of religious people who lived and breathed and ate religion every day, the Jewish people. They just, that was their way of life. And they became very upset when he said that. And they said, isn't this Joseph's son? You know, this is, who does he think he is? And so they drag him out of the synagogue and take him up to the cliff. They wanted to throw him off the cliff. And Jesus just says, this is far enough, turns around and walks through them and walks away. But Jesus said that today this has been fulfilled in your hearing, because he wanted them to know that he was there with a purpose. He didn't just happen to be attending church that day. He was not wandering aimlessly through life like so many Christians seem to do. We wander aimlessly through life, you know, just enjoying our family, you know, going to work, spending our money and visiting here and there and playing and having a good time here and there and working at certain goals, gathering possessions aimlessly. And Jesus wants us to know that's not how it's supposed to be at all. As Christians, we are not to be reactors, waiting for something to happen so then we can react to it with the love of Christ. We are supposed to be actors. We are supposed to be initiators, the one who go out. We are supposed to go out and engage people in situations with the love of Almighty God at the get-go, not wait for it to happen to come to us. See, we've been given a purpose in life. We weren't created to just do our own thing. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, specific good works, not to just wander aimlessly around doing good every now and then when we bumped into it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 20. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. In other words, that old life that we lived in the world, just serving our own pleasures, is gone. The new creation, Jesus Christ, has come into our lives. Things have changed forever. So it says that the old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Sin is what separates us from God. But because of Jesus, God looks at us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and that blood washes us white as snow, takes away our sins. You and I know that, but a whole lot of people out in the world do not know that. And so God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And it says, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We are ambassadors. An ambassador doesn't get up every day and say, oh, what do I feel like doing today? I'm going to go visit so-and-so. I think I'll go to the bookstore, go take in a movie, go to the beach, maybe, you know, work in the garden. Ambassador gets up and says, what are my orders today? What is it that my commander in chief would have me do today? How can I make relations between this country that I've been sent to and my country better? You and I, executive decree from God, we are to be ambassadors to the world. Matthew 28. Go ye therefore into the whole world and baptize every nation in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, Jesus said. We are ambassadors of Christ, we are supposed to reconcile the whole world to God through Jesus, so that their sins will be forgiven, so that they'll be brought into right standing with God, because one day it's all going to come to an end. And we need to get busy and fulfill the purpose that God has put upon us in our lives. Now, like I told the kids, we all have a purpose in life. We get that from reading the Bible. We are to love one another. We are to forgive. We are to forget. We are to help each other, feed each other, clothe each other, visit each other, educate each other. We are to worship God together. Everybody's supposed to do these things. But it says that the Holy Spirit gives us gifts and does works in us, and that God has prepared in advance works for us to do, so we have specific purposes too. You have a specific purpose in your life. There's somebody God wants you to go to with the ministry of reconciliation, whether it's a coworker, family member, friend, neighbor, whatever. There are different ways of spreading that message through the things that we do, through the things that we say, through the things that we don't do. We are not to sit in judgment, but we are to love people to Jesus so that they will be reconciled to God. There is work out there that needs to be done. What is the purpose that God has called you to? Now, Jeremiah, when God told him that, Jeremiah said to him, Jeremiah, he says, in Jeremiah 1, verses 4 to 8, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And that should answer any questions you got about whether abortion is right or not. God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And then Jeremiah says what so many Christians say, even today, alas, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. And God says to Jeremiah and to every one of us, I don't want your excuses. Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Listen, even Jesus didn't say and do what he wanted to do. He only said and did what the Father told him to do. So we all have a purpose in life. A general purpose as Christians and a specific purpose for our very lives. And we need to find out what that is. And we do that by prayer, study of God's word, by hanging out with other Christians, by worshiping Almighty God, by being involved in ministry, and by asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. Ask and you shall receive. What is God's purpose for you in your life? Bible tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. So don't worry about all the incidentals of life. Fulfill your purpose in life. Ask God what it is he wants you to do. We're going to have communion in just a moment. And as we take communion, I want you to repent of your sin. I want you to forgive anybody who's hurt you in any way whatsoever, to choose forgiveness so that you can be forgiven, because we're coming to a table where we've been forgiven great trespasses against God. So we must also forgive. And I want you to ask God what purpose he has for you specifically in your life. And don't forget, no excuses. God calls you to it. God will take you through it. God will enable you. And the best part about fulfilling your purpose is this. Results aren't up to you. They're not up to me. Results are up to God. So the altar rail is open. After communion, if you want to come down to the altar rail during the singing of the last hymn and say to God, "Here I am, Lord, your will be done." It's open. It's always open. God loves you, and so do I. Please turn to page 12 in your hymnal and follow along. Communion is, the communion table is open to anybody who believes in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as your Lord and Savior. You've repented of your sins. You've asked him into your life. This communion table is for you. It's also for children. For we would have children become accustomed to our rites and ceremonies. They will grow into understanding what it is all about as you explain it to them. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Bless, O Lord, the bread that we receive today, that it would be for us the body of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless, O Lord, the cup that we receive today, that it would be for us the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, which takes away the sins of the world, the cup of the new covenant. Ushers, please. His body, Jesus, you're holding Jesus. I know it looks like a piece of bread, feels like a piece of bread, smells like a piece of bread. It's going to taste like a piece of bread. But we believe that the presence of Jesus Christ himself is in and among the elements. Jesus, creator of the whole universe. Without him, there was nothing made that was made. Jesus, who loves you so much. So I did forget to mention that we have gluten-free. If you want gluten-free, just raise your hand and it'll be brought to you. His body given for us. Hold it up. Take and eat. You are about to receive the cup of the new covenant, new covenant. The old has passed, the new has come. This is the cup of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, that takes away the sins of the world. That's the message that we need to share with the world, the ministry of reconciliation that we've been given. It's our purpose in life to bring people to the communion table, to introduce them to Jesus, to explain to them what this is all about. That at one time, the people used to offer animals and their blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins. On the Day of Atonement was Israel's history. But then Jesus, that final sacrifice, Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. By shedding his blood, by giving every drop that he had, he showed that the way of love is not just doing what's comfortable. It's not even doing what's a little bit uncomfortable. That the way of love is to give everything you've got, hold nothing back. That's the way we're to love other people. Doesn't matter whether we like what they do or what they look like or anything. We are to love them. We're to love them to the point where they say, what do you got? What is this? Why are you doing this? And we say, because of Jesus. That is the ministry of reconciliation. This cup takes away the sins of the world. This cup is the ministry of reconciliation. It's what makes us ambassadors for Christ. This is our purpose in life. Hold it up. His blood shed for you. Take and drink. Like I said, the altar rail is open. You've just communed with the Father. You've remembered all that He's done for us, how He reconciled us to Himself through Christ. And there's a whole lot of people out there, maybe in your family, maybe at work, maybe your neighbors, maybe somebody you'll bump into while you're out going out to eat somewhere today, who need to hear the message about Jesus. So what purpose does He have for your life? The altar rail is open as we stand and sing number 593, Here I Am, Lord.
Thank you.
Now, you can ask God what is your purpose anywhere, anytime. But ask God what your purpose is. Don't wander aimlessly through life because it's not God's plan for you. Jesus said you have to pick up your cross daily to follow him. Daily. That means to put that aimlessness aside. That means to seek your purpose in God. What is it that God would have you do? Ask for the Holy Spirit to come to fill up your life. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you will find. God's promised us. The world needs us to fulfill our purpose. So now, where do you want to go eat, dear? I don't know. Okay. Wherever you want to go.
No, not that one.
Not that one? No. Joey-O's. How many people have been to Joey-O's and had their pizza? Oh, there's some sweet pizza there. Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, Colonial Grill it is. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we thank you for the purpose that you have put upon our lives. It does give us direction, God. We just pray that you would confirm that for us. Make it clear to us where you want us to go, what you want us to do, even what you want us to say. Your will be done in us and through us. For right now, Lord, we give to you our lives as living sacrifices. We've heard you calling in the night, and we will hold your people in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.